after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sadie J. And, man, it is a beautiful, let me say it one more time, Wednesday here in the beautiful area of Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm just glad the cold was a little cold earlier, but now it's decent. I love it. He's coming back. I'm crunk. All right, so welcome to Life After Dust Live. Those of you that have been before, this is your boy, Fetty J, and every Wednesday in the show, we have what we call Hump Day After Dusk, and that being said, before we get into it, we always got public service announcement with everybody. Know if you want to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, so there you go. And then it got a very, 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 very deep topic today. And you know, on Monday show, we just celebrated our 4th anniversary show. So big ups to that. And, man, definitely, I appreciate everyone that called in. A lot of love all night in the show. So I appreciate everyone that called into the show. Today's show is the first show after the anniversary. So we're starting to our year five. So I appreciate everyone that's been a part of the past 4 years. Now we're getting ready to make it to 5 years. So definitely a blessing. And today's show is something that a lot of people don't talk about. You don't really... I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about it. If they do, they kind of skate past it. And that's two different things, two worlds that actually intervene into the morals than people realize, and that's modeling and pregnancy. And the whole thing about that is a lot of people, all of a sudden, they feel that just because you're a model and, I'm having a kid, that means that they had this kid that can't model no more, and a lot of them getting this preconceived notion, and that's what has to happen, but really that's not the case. So we're going to be talking with my girl Michelle Styles and Nikki Flawless, who are both models who actually like to bring a bundle of joy into the world, so definitely can't wait to talk to them in a moment. And what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick music break. We come back, we're going to go ahead and get this show on the road. All right, so we're going to first kick it off with my boy Q Harper, and we're going to go with Say Girl from Q Harper right here on Life of the Dust Live. He wore City J.
Say, baby. Can I talk for a minute?
Your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceti J.
This is the one and only Antoinette Sopo from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceti J.
What? What's up, and welcome back to Life and Does Live. It was my boy Q Harper with his track Savior, and man, what better way to court our two lovely, lovely, lovely guests on today's show. And first off, we'll go ahead. Our first guest we're going to introduce is my girl, who is the owner of Twisted. I had to put my own wannabe drum roll, pretty Twisted lingerie and polo robes. She is also a mom to be. And shout out to my girl, Michelle Styles. What's up, Michelle? What's up? What's up? All right, now the other person on our panel today is a person who actually shared a feature. We both were in the same issue of BX25 magazine, and that was from the February March issue. And he's also has on something called Flawless Dynasty. She has been published 3 times. And print magazines, probably more than that. That's just a roundabout number. All right, everybody, welcome my girl, Nikki Flawless. What's up?
Hey, everyone.
I'm glad to have you both in the building. You know, this is definitely an honor to have y'all on here, because we're going to talk about something that nobody doesn't talk about. I don't understand. When they talk about it, I always use it in a negative light, or it's always so corny when they talk about it. And that's being a model in having a child in a way, or even having a child. A lot of people, you know, they have these preconceived notions about a model as far as making it all work. So I'm going to kind of first give you each a chance to kind of introduce yourselves a little bit more and let the people know who you are. So first, we go to Michelle. Michelle, let everybody know a little more about who you are.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Michelle Styles. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm 26 years old. I own Pretty Twisted Lingerie and Polo Aerobics. I've been modeling for at least since 2008, and I'm still doing it before and after I have my little one.
Repeat that one more time. The last part you said, you still doing what?
I still be modeling. I'm still modeling before and after I have my little one.
All right. Just make sure people heard that a little bit more, because, you know, we're going to kill some myths today. We're going to kill a lot of myths. All right. And then, Nikki, I want you to let everybody know a little bit more who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm Nikki the Flawless, the model. I'm a mother of 2 already, but that didn't stop my flow for the modeling. And I'm going to be a third-time mom, again. And I will be doing the same thing back at it. I also handle my own business, Flawless Dynasty, would deal with models. I get them photo shoots, videos, et cetera. And I'm also, you know, working for my team, Live Life ENT, big support. Everything that I do, I'm out of Miami, Florida, and we going hard this year.
Bam. Now, y'all both are in two areas where a lot of some artists at an ETI area, I can name one artist at the top of my head, so ETI areas is doing this thing. Of course, Miami, where Nikki's at, you know, of course, everybody knows Rick Ross. Everybody knows him. And then, of course, or Michelle Lynn, Yo Gotti is tearing it up right now. So, man, I mean, Yo Gotti trying to go in the club. Yo Gotti got half the song in the goddamn club over here. And we talk about it in Texas. So I just show you. Now, you know, as far as one of the first things I want to touch on, and I see my co-host in the building, my girl Terry Lamonske. What's up, Terry?
What's up?
I just wanted to kind of touch on to have you each, you know, share as far as what I've been peeping about each of y'all is. When I came to the watching your Facebook and Twitter, although y'all both have little buns of joy in a way, or also Nikki said she already has 2 already, y'all both are still promoting yourselves heavily. There's a lot more models doing that too, like Chrissy J, she's doing it too. A lot of y'all are doing that, and, you know, how do y'all each finding time to do, you know, still be able to be on top of your game, still promote yourself so that when you come and you're ready to hit the floor running again, you can do it up. So I'm going to go to Nikki first. How do you find the time to still be able to do that around, you know, trying to make sure you keep yourself healthy for this child?
Well, for one, I just try not to stress about anything, and you got to have that support team behind you. And like I said, Live Life NT, my family, you know, very supportive in anything that I do. And you got to eat right. Like, after I had my first two daughters, which, you know, they're 4 and 3 now, you know, I love running, and I'm Bahamian, Trinidad. So after we have our kids, I would say anybody from the islands would notice, we wrap ourselves with a sheet, our stomach with a sheet, and we leave that on for months, like 2-3 months, you know, to keep your stomach flat and in shape. So I will be doing that this time around again.
Yeah, I just get to a lot of people, it's probably got a secret. I mean, that's a net. So I'm going to slide it over to Michelle. Michelle, as far as how to eat, because, I mean, I've been keeping on you, too. I mean, you've been going in. And like you said, it's a thing that Michelle keeps continually saying on her page and whatnot, the work never stops. You know, kind of tell us how you find time to be able to do all this.
Like Ms. Flowers said, you have to not stress about everything. It's basically, she feel like she said, a support page. And plus, you have to take time out for yourself and be able to actually balance it out with promote and try to get back, you know what I'm saying, try to get back in shape and try to get to the new, I guess, the new motherly thing, which will be dawned on me because this is my first little one. So I know it's going to be hectic, but I still got to keep pushing forward to advance my modeling career. Even though I got my lingerie going on, I got my polar robes going on, it's just that I just have to stay focused and just have the right people behind me, because if you get the wrong people behind you, they won't support you like they should. So that's why you just have to just buckle down, know that you're going to do this, and do the best you can.
Well, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I continue to get, I mean, as far as I wanted this kind of touch on, I continue to get tired of is watching the son of my, because I hate people that make excuses, don't even try. You just automatically just write yourself off. And because one of the things is, there's some models I peep game on that as soon as they have a kid, they just give up on themselves and say, you know what, I'm not going to do modeling no more. And do you feel that that's really a something you should do, like being able to say, oh, let's stop it. You know, I've been putting all this hard work in, and now I was getting ready to pay off, but just because I had a kid, now all of a sudden the work is going
to
stop.
It's an excuse to give up if you know you love, if you know you love modeling and you know there's a passion in you, that's just an excuse. You can't give up on something just because, you know what I'm saying, you bring in a bundle of joy in this world. If you know you got to provide for them, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Just take clear on something if you love doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As far as you, Michelle, like, what's your thought on that?
I just believe that you just can't give up on something that you love doing. Like I said, even though you're bringing in a title to this world, I just, people get so discouraged, and I guess they gain the weight back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they go through or whatever they're stressing out about, it's just, they just got to get in their mind if modeling is what they want to do, they got to get back on it. You got to hustle, you got to grind, you got to stay in your heart and mind if you're going to do something. You got to return back to it, you got to keep doing it.
Right. Well, I like about y'all too, is, you know, whether we even put aside the whole thing, like the whole kids part of everything, no matter what, y'all still, y'all both have multiple entities going to make y'all successful. That's why people don't realize your second picture is not, I'm going to keep this, put this myth out there right now, I'm about to dispel it. Just taking pictures is not going to make you famous. I don't care what anybody
mm-hmm.
walks around and tell you, you know, oh, I'm about to be rich because I'm about to be all over King and da, 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 and all that. No, that's not it. You got to have side stuff going on. These two figure that out. They have their own businesses going on, and that's what I like about the two of y'all. Y'all are models that have multiple things going on to add to your modeling, and that's why y'all modeling parts are so successful, and people don't realize it.
You got to have at least a second option if your modeling don't go through. You just can't always depend on modeling to pay your bills. You also have to take an option. Even if it's a music or if you have to start with going to school or anything. That's what I learned. And I'm getting older, so now it's like I just got to step back and look at what, you know what I'm saying, look at what's ahead.
And then also when you have, when you bring in kids into the world, you want to look at what's ahead besides modeling. And it's not just
right.
a pretty face or a nice body in front of the camera. Because it takes some poses we get into, it takes, you know, you got to be in shape for some of the things that we do. And, like, I knew that I wanted more than just me being a model, just me getting in magazines. I wanted more. So that's why, that's another reason why I started, you know, my company.
Right. Okay. And I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, though, I mean, the reason why I respect y'all as far as models even more because y'all finding, I never see until y'all make a decision. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, y'all can seriously still working hard. I watch a lot of people just, I don't know what the heck happened. I said, other models, like, the name of the show right now, I want to send a shout out to Chrissy J. She has a kid on the way, and she's still pushing her brand hard. Heck, we got Kay Renee. She talked when she came on the show before. She was telling everybody how, you know, she didn't let. Well, she actually got stronger in modeling after she had a kid. So that's a crazy thing. A lot of people don't realize that. It don't stop because you had a kid. Like, I'm just saying this whole crazy crap about that. But another thing I want to touch on too, before I take it to my girl. Tara Lamont, let her hold the mic on y'all for a second, is going to stuff like the baby bump thing where everybody's always running around. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The media is trying to get everybody's attention about baby bump this, baby bump that. You know, for instance,
yeah.
You had stuff like Beyonce's had to go through that. They had Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian. I'm just naming recent people.
Right.
And do you feel that the people that stuff like that a lot of times takes away from the glamour? No, they feel that they pack up this more so. Do you feel like it kind of takes away from the actual beauty of pregnancy and is more so turning to the whole, all of a sudden your child's an accessory? So I'm taking it to Nikki first as far as on that. Like, how do you feel about the whole way the media is portraying this whole baby bump thing they started? They always want to chase her around and go, okay, let's see what she's wearing, this dress and all that. It kind of gets old to me, but I'm taking it to Nikki first.
You know, like, I think the only reason why I get like that with the media because, okay, it is Beyonce, it is Kim Kardashian, whatever. Like, you know, they already famous people, so the media already going to go crazy due to a baby bump. Let me step out. You know, they're not going to go crazy for me because I'm unknown. If I was, like, this famous person up there with, you know, the people that you just named, yeah, they would go crazy for this baby bump and already trying to make a child that's not even born yet a star. So I think that's, like, the only reason why the media, you know, blows things up, you know, when anyone in the industry, like, get pregnant. If it's music, if it's acting, if it's whatever, get pregnant. Everyone want to know what's going on with stars behind the scene, their private life. That's media. That's all media, all for show, I think, and that's my opinion.
Mhm. Okay.
All right, Michelle, what's your take on that?
Oh, my. I guess the media likes boosting. It's crazy because I guess the media, they just like boosting up what, you know, it's important that they spotlight these women, but I guess they're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to find anything out of the ordinary since they are pregnant, and they're carrying the child. They always have, like, I noticed they had cameras in their faces all the time. And I'm like, why won't they let these mothers be? Just let them be. Let them do what they need to do to carry these children. Because, like, if the paparazzi be everywhere in their face, that's, like, stress. And when stress comes with the baby stress, now you can't, you know what I'm saying, going to labor early. It's just a lot that comes with that media and that paparazzi. And sometimes they just get out of hand, and sometimes they catch them when they're not looking too good. Then they put them on the front of U.S. World, whatever. That magazine is just export them, like, look at how she's looking. She's not going too good. And it's just, that media is just another, just something else different.
Most definitely. And for me, I mean, that's just how I feel. Like, at the end of the day, I think that it's been more so the fact, you know, it'd be different if they were trying to show it, you know, like, no, she's pregnant. Okay, let it be. Like, why do we have to follow through this whole expose for a whole 10 months of her rat? It's like, it'd be different if they weren't so invasive, but more so invading all their privacy every chance they get. But they're always in their face, and, oh, like, first, the whole thing with Beyonce was the whole thing. But everybody saying it wasn't her kid, or it was, she had somebody else being pregnant for her. You know, if y'all didn't watch the documentary, that just shut half of these people that were hating up. The documentary is a perfect point that life is not a dream. She was talking about how everyone was saying that. And to me, at the end of the day, you know, that's why I was doing TMZ. I let TMZ and them do all that. At the end of the day, over here in the media house over here, for Life or Dust, we don't run around trying to nonsense that we don't do research on all the way. So I'm going to let them do what they do.
Exactly.
All right, so Taryn, I'm going to let you go ahead and run the mic for a second. So Taryn Lamonske.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you ladies on the whole, you know what I'm saying, going through with your pregnancies, though, because I do know a lot of models, though, they get in this situation to where they're so scared of being judged to the point they don't go through with it. You know what I'm saying? And then either way, their careers still get pushed back because, therefore, they go through things they don't want to go through, you know, like as far as abortions and things like that, and they still fall back in their careers. So, I mean, I definitely commend you ladies. What I can say is with the celebrity world, I do feel like people don't look upon pregnancy as a beautiful thing like they used to. Why? Because, like, in this generation, it's so many people, young kids that are having babies, you know. So people don't look at it. They look at it like, oh, shit, she's pregnant, you know. So I definitely commend y'all, though, for pushing. Yeah, so I definitely commend y'all because it's so many judgmental people to where they say, oh, she's pregnant, now she can't do this. That's definitely not true. That's definitely not true. So I commend you ladies for sure because, I mean, you could do maternity models. You could do a whole bunch of stuff. They just act like females are going to blow up and just fall off the face of the earth or something. Like, you're just not women. Like, we ain't living. So I understand exactly where y'all are coming from with it. So that's what I could say about that. And then just for the fact that it's not an attention thing with y'all. Like, y'all, this is real life. Y'all living y'all life. Y'all doing what what you can do. So other than that, like with that Kim K stuff, you got people that want to act pregnant. You got people that will just throw stuff to the media just to get their name out there. You know what I mean? So it's crazy when somebody's really going through it and they just kind of downplay it. Like, oh, who's she? Like, they're not even looking at it like, you know, she might be pregnant with a little star. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, you really never know. You really never know. But I do commend you ladies, honestly, because people just don't respect the essence of birth anymore. So that's definitely one thing. And for the fact that y'all to keep promoting yourselves, that's dope. That's really dope that y'all are staying motivated because, like, man, I just can't imagine just being pregnant. You know what I'm saying? You're going through so much, and then you got so many things. And I do agree with the fact that you can't just put all of your chips in the modeling. Not saying the females shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, take it to that level, but sometimes modeling don't work out for everybody. I mean, look at the urban modeling history now. Like, look at how we are. Like, it's so screwed up the word urban. If I do urban myself, but it's to the fact I'm getting so bored with it because it's like everything's the same now. And then they're getting dancers. And, I mean, you know, whatever, shout out to the dancers, but they messing the game up too much to where urban ain't fun for me no more. So I'm like, you know, I'm about to go ahead and take it to the high fashion stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm going to do what I can do in here, try to get me a little award at UMA if I can make it that far. Other than that, I'm out of that. Like, you know.
Right. Just get it.
It's funny you bring that up. It's funny you bring that up about the urban, because I was just talking that over with my team of models that, you know, they kind of stick into one thing. So what I do for that, I'm versatile. You know, I could be urban. I could be runway, mm-hmm. I could be fashion. So you gotta when you see it like that, you gotta switch it. Be versatile. Show them you could be some of everything. And if you look at my portfolio, you won't see only sexy. You gonna see, you know, me in a nice gown. I'm versatile with everything when it comes to my career, and that's one thing I'm proud to say about me. Because you're not gonna always see my butt out. You're not gonna, you know, always see me sexy. And urban, they tend to look that way.
Exactly. It just changed so much because now they go for the more thicker girls. They go through the people that got the little buzz, you know, while they're dancing and stuff of that sort. So I just feel like they're messing up the game because now females taking it to where they just calling themselves a model just because they did a twerking video on Worldstar. So,
you know, really, they are victims. They not models. They victims.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you just got to kind of, that's the truth, though. You do have to be versatile because, I mean, a lot of people don't understand. Like, I mean, there's money in the urban, but there's so many twists and ties to urban modeling, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
the real money is in commercial and print if people really know about modeling.
Yes.
So definitely. I definitely agree with you, ladies.
Now, I got another question because I love asking models to come on the show this because there's a lot of models that still haven't figured that out yet. Have y'all each had to pay for a photo shoot ever before?
Have I ever paid for one?
Yes. Well, have you ever had to pay for one?
You say pay for one.
Have you ever had to pay for a photo shoot?
This Nikki Flawless, the model, and I never had to pay for a photo shoot.
Now, I want you to know, I'm going to go deeper on that because, you know, because I have two from learning something else really quick. Okay, so I want you to go deeper on that. When you say you're on the paper photo shoot, do you mean you just showed up and said, oh, I want a free shoot right now? How did you go about it? Because that's what a lot of people don't realize, too. We're not telling you that y'all can't, you know, you have to pay for every shoot, but there's a way of going about things. How does a model go about not having to pay for a shoot?
Self-photographers offer, like, I photographers there here in Memphis, they're pretty, some do charge, some don't, some want to build their portfolio, and you have models that also want to build up their portfolio. So it's like a trade for print, and you have like trade for CDs. It's so good there here that it's crazy. I don't want to get deep into it, but it's just, you have other photographers that do stick to their price, you have some that don't, you know what I'm saying, that don't charge, and I'm
going to
leave it at that.
Damn. Nikki, what you got to say about that? I want to go deep on that, because people understand what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you there's no such thing, but they just want to be taking
advantage of it. I'm going to go deep in that conversation because you have some photographers out there that just want to see you naked.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to do whatever shoot you want, you know, but you got to give me a naked shoot. Nah, not pool in my book. The same thing goes for my models. So, to tell you the truth, I've been blessed, like, with, I only deal with two photographers through my whole career. Like, I don't deal with every photographer, like, that reach out to me. They be mad, but I don't deal with them because I'm cool with the ones I have. You know, the ones that I have got me magazines. So with them, they believe in my career. That's why I say it's all about your team and who's behind you. They believe in my dream. They believe in my career and what I want to do. And they support me 100%. They never charge me. They on my team with me. They edit my pictures. They hear from me. Shout out to Kevin Miller, Don Lewis, David Sin. I love you guys. Like, they behind me 100%. So that's all I'm going to say. It's all about who's behind you. And when them photographers be like, oh, you know, get naked, you know, for my shoot. You can do whatever type of shoot you want. It's better. Like, a real model, not going to go for that. A beginner model,
right?
Because she don't have no, you know, she don't know the, she don't know. She thinking, oh, I'm getting me a free shoot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
it's for nice pleasure.
Don't go for it. If he really want to shoot you, and he really think you pretty, and he really think you got what it takes, he'll do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop. Y'all know my favorite phrase to say here. Stop always jumping so quick to get a coochie 2 pounds out just to get a suit.
Right.
they like, oh, I got to get quick. I'm looking at a suit. Oh, you got a coochie 2 pounds. That's not the answer.
That's so true.
Right. People just, I guess, photographers, they just, I don't know, like these up-and-coming new photographers we had in Memphis, oh, my God, it's just crazy. I'm like, flawless. I only work with, like, I have 3 photographers I work with, and each one shoots, like, the things I do, like the urban, the fashion, and the glamour. Each one does the particular thing that I want. One photographer does my eye candy good, one does my fashion good, and that was the 3 I worked with. But now it's like we got photographers here that just want, you know, they just want naked pictures. I'm like, do you do anything else besides naked pictures? I won't charge you. I don't care. I don't do those. And I don't trust everybody. Because it's like, what are you doing with my pictures? Are you, no offense, but are you jacking off to them? Are you sending them off to your people? I just seen some of the movies where, you know what I'm saying, these photographers print out your pictures and put them on the wall and shit. Sorry, but I just can't shoot with everybody.
Exactly.
I feel you, tell y'all, man, because Taryn, you know, Taryn, you talk about it all the time, too. And Taryn was saying, you got to tell them about that one photographer. We're not going to say names. Because we're not going to promote.
Oh, I see. You're lucky
because
I was about to blast
photographers.
I was for sure about to blast them. Yeah, but it comes to the point where I worked with this one photographer, and he was cool, and I was supposed to be shooting for this magazine. And so I went to, you know, shoot with them and stuff, and it came to the point to where I had to leave early, but I still gave them all the shots they needed and only shot 2 outfits. He's like, oh, no, I saw this picture in your eyes that you were going. I don't want you to shoot with me in it. And I'm like, yo, I'll come back next week. Well, next week, you know, I'm in Detroit. So, like, we had a blizzard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm not coming out, but I'm like, can I get my edits? Because that's the day he was supposed to send them. He told me he was not going to send my pictures unless I was to come to do another shoot with him. And already when I was at that shoot, the previous shoot, he was trying to rub canola oil on me. And I told him, I'm like, look at my hands. And he was like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, nothing. They work. So what you need to touch me for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it really gets to that point. Like, I mean, they're men. You get these men out here that really get a camera and call themselves photographers. Like, I look at so many people's work, and I'd be like, I'm not working with you. Like, what'd you do? Just go get a camera. Now you think you a photographer? Don't go that way.
Right. Nothing like everything
Yeah, I've had too many situations. That's why really females, I feel like if you're modeling, I mean, a lot of people just like to call themselves, you know, models and stuff, but you really do have to have some type of, representation. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, a lot of them have agencies, a lot of them have managers. Like, you got to have at least, even if you don't have that, even if you manage yourself, because I managed myself for a year, and I pushed myself further than anybody who has dealt with me because they pushed me. So it's like, you know, you get to that point, but you have to have people behind you, because if you don't, you mess around and get around the wrong person. You know, so many of these females be so desperate for a shoot, you don't know what can happen. I mean, it came to the point where literally my grandmother just emailed me this link to where she was telling me, well, showing me about these 3 girls that went missing from Model Mayhem.
Yeah.
It's not safe out here. And I, like, literally tweeted the link, like, real models, like, check this out for real. Nothing is safe. On Model Mayhem from Explore Talent, nothing.
Right.
I feel you where you need that security. You need to know who you're shooting with. You just can't take off your clothes in front of anybody, because you have to remember, at the end of the day, they are guys.
Right.
So, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm just saying. I'm
an Airbnb
on
that in a second, but.
I ain't knocking you. I'm just saying be professional. That's all I'm saying. I mean, gee, you should be used to seeing naked bras all the way, you know, all the time. I mean,
right.
you can't even get in the bra and panties without the dude, oh, let me rub this, let me do this. Like, they always trying to do too much because they done messed around with so many dancers and just some models trying to get out there and stuff that they let it happen so they think they could run it on everybody. And everybody
right.
ain't for
it's
that.
Like
so.
I already know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now I wanted to definitely send a shout out to my boy BX25 magazine, Vixen magazine in the chat room, and he said that y'all brought up a good point that urban is starting to be born, and that urban is more easier than fashion and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had another good point where he was saying that a lot of times some people miss out on awesome photographers because, and it's certainly with models too, because sometimes I would say all right photographer or all right model can become amazing ones, but you just got to be given a chance, and sometimes you don't get them a chance when we need to.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. I could agree with that too, because I might have walked away from a few situations. But it's just if I get that feeling, because I'm a paranoid person anyway. If I get that feeling that it's about to be some bull, I'm not messing with it. I'm not messing with it.
I feel you in that too. And I feel that they, you know, what I want to say is from the model inside too is where a lot of them get the game messed up is stop just getting these pictures just with Facebook. Just for Twitter, just for Instagram, and I'm going to say it again. I can never get tired of saying it enough. And that is, if you are a model, and you come to me and you tell me that, yeah, I'm a model, blah, 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 and you tell me that you're a professional model, and you send me some pictures and they from Instagram, and they're not professional pictures, I'm going to scream in a freaking toilet. And stick my head in there for a couple of days, and you figure out that makes absolutely no sense. You are not a professional model.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm getting tired of it. Like, I'm really getting to a point where, you know, I'm very humble, but I just get tired of, you know, it's one thing when you first starting and you got this kind of pictures, it's cool. But if I see you a year later and you still got them pictures, that's a problem for me. I still see the same. I get tired of seeing it. There's some models I've seen. I saw them a year ago that they came to me, and they still have no pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
How does that make any sense?
That makes none. A whole year? You crazy. I can't even go through a month without some new pictures, let alone two. Like, damn, you want a year?
And
no
I
way.
Saw myself, and I was not going to take pictures, like, you know, pregnancy pictures, but it's like I love the camera. I'm getting in front of the camera next week.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be some pictures, you know, I put in my pregnancy album or something.
Right, and I mean, you
right.
never know what you can get with that either. You know, if you go to submit them, somebody might want to see them pictures and want to use you in one of them Got Milk commercials. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You never know, man. I'm always thinking away. So it's like, you can do something with that for real, like anything.
Yeah, and I think it's important for, you know, people see models like ourselves, you know, because I like to have y'all also, I have pictures of y'all with, you know, as far as y'all being pregnant, I have recent pictures up of that, and I like the fact about y'all because, in the day, I think that helps connect to the fans that y'all are real people. I think that's what people have missed out on, that you ain't got to share your whole experience, but, you know, also the name, let us know, hey, I'm a real person. Bam. Okay. I'm pregnant. What else? Now what? You know, I hate when the rumor mill gets started. Oh, she pregnant? Well, what's that with the rumor? I mean the rumor mill. Because if y'all get that, have y'all had, you know, one of the things I've been wondering, too, have y'all had people hating on y'all? You know, because saying, oh, she
yes,
pregnant.
Today, I went to the store with my best friend. And it was a lady, she didn't know me or the man on the moon, and she was like, your dreams are, like, frankly shattered right now. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is he talking about? I'm thinking to myself, lady, I still can wear these clothes in this store. I just, you know what I'm saying? I guess she was expecting me to be big like her and pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I'm still the same size. So it really took me for a loop. I really wasn't expecting it. I always get, you're so small. You're too small to be pregnant. That's really getting on my nerves right now.
Well, what's with that? I mean, we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago with Black China and Lord. If you were talking about that, Black China but they got bigger after pregnancy. And when it's three months later, she was ready to go. And everybody finds it hard to believe that that can happen. But it's more common than people think that a lot of y'all, I mean, y'all like superwomen. Y'all just don't say, all right, here we go.
That's true.
And how do you keep yourself, as far as how do you keep yourself in shape? That's one thing a lot of people want to probably know, too, is how do y'all keep yourself in shape as far as being to stay? Because obviously, this is common sense. You are going to gain some weight a little bit while being pregnant, but you can still somewhat keep a decent shape so when you aren't pregnant anymore, you get right quicker. How do y'all keep yourself healthy and in shape at this point?
I think, you know, you just have to, a lot of women, you know, when they get pregnant, like, they be like, oh, I'm pregnant. You know, like, you give them the key to eat whatever they want. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that don't, because, baby, you're going to be fussing after the baby come about how your stomach don't want to go down. So, like, I was, like, 2 months, and, you know, my man, like, you want to go walk?
Uh-oh,
I think we lost her.
We'll wait for her to get back in, bring it back in. While we're waiting for Nikki to call back in, Michelle, what's your whole thought process on that? Like, you know, how do you keep staying in shape? Because, I mean, of course, you got Polo Robinson. You have the Lamaze Polo Robinson class.
Oh, no, I don't start that. I don't start my Polo Robinson class back up until August, mid-September. Because I'd have to get myself back in shape after I have a child, and that's when I'd be able to open up shop.
All right. And I see we got Nikki back. All right, Nikki, you're back in the building.
Am I back in?
Nikki, we got you back. Nikki got her back.
Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Phone got disconnected. Going through a tunnel. My phone got disconnected. But before I got cut off, I was 2 months, and my man was like, you want to go walking? I'm like, already? Walking? Like, I'm not even gaining nothing. Like, should I be going walking like this early? You know, like, so I think, like, they should just stay in fit throughout their whole pregnancy. If they can eat right and stay fit.
Right, I think that was a big part of Beyonce why, you know, a lot of people was hating her because they're like, I still have that dancing and stuff, but she's pregnant. You know, they find that so hard to believe.
You know what? If I was pregnant, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't even be dancing like that. You know, I'd be all scared and stuff. Like,
right.
I'm not even allowed to wear heels. You know, if he
right.
see me putting on heels, if my mom see me putting on heels, they'd be like, what are you doing? You know, I'm missing the hell
right.
out of my
right.
heels right now. So a lot
so
of stuff Beyonce was doing, I would be scared to do, you know, because in the first trimester, you got to be careful. And she was shaking up a whole lot. But, you know, thank God she had a healthy baby. So I'm not saying shake up yourself and go all outrageous with exercises, but nothing wrong with walking here and there and eating right. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And we got mm-hmm. Michelle more. Michelle was still making a good point. I'm trying to say, making my mom's pole this, but Tony, watch. I bet you're going to answer that, Michelle.
It's like, okay, no, I wouldn't deal with no pole anything. I haven't even put my pole up. I took it down, and I'm not going to keep it until after I have my baby. That's all.
That's definitely so. As far as, like, for you right now, how do you keep it safe, personally?
I do it by walking and just trying to eat right, that's all.
That's definitely it. Man, I mean, another person wanted to shout out, too. I was hoping she was going to be on today, too, because I know she had a mouthful to say about as well, Keisha D. She's another perfect example of, hey, look, because you're a mom does not mean the world ends all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great question. Probably people might want to know, too, is how do you find a way, and Nikki, you already being experienced with two girls already, how do you find a way to balance being a model and being a mom, you know, after your kids are on earth? How do you find a way of doing that? Because a lot of people don't know how to balance it. How do you figure out is the right way to balance that time?
By the grace of God. but you know what? Like, I would say, like, when it comes, when I know I'm working too much, and I be like, you know what? I'm gonna take a break and give the girls their day. You know, so I think it's all about balance. Like balancing your time out. Sometimes I get so caught up, you know, into my career, and I'd be like, well, hold on, dang, I didn't take my girls to the movie, or I didn't take my girls to the park, you know, and, you know, I'd give them their day, and they'd be happy. And sometimes they even come to the shoot with me sometimes just to spend time with me and see what mommy do. So with that being said, like, When my tour was born, you know, I started to model heavy after them. Because before them, I wasn't doing it so much, but then I started heavy, heavy after I had them. And don't forget, like, you know, I was telling you, I'm a nurse working with disabled kids. So that has been that, too, on my off days. You know, I would split it up with my kids and with the modeling career.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all about that, like, making time, knowing how to balance everything out. It's easy when you have your own company, and, you know, it's easy to have a talk for, well, not Monday because, you know, I got to work. It's easy to say that. It ain't like you on a time sheet where you got to clock in. So it's kind of easy to balance everything out.
Definitely. And as far as you get ready to prepare to bring a bundle of joy into the world, how are you preparing as far as getting your mind right, being able to run your companies, as well as, you know, you've been doing a whole lot of heavy designing. I checked the stuff out yesterday. If I was a chick, and one of the things I would get would be that beer, Kathleen. That was nice. And, you know, being able to, as long as you're having a child, how do you find a way to find while I'm doing it? How you can figure it out?
Oh, my, I just try to take it one day at a time. I can't rush everything at all because I know if I try to rush and try to think of what's the next move, I already know I'm going to break down. I just know myself. So I at least take one day and just set aside like an hour or 30 minutes just to work on what I need to work on and just leave alone and just wait till tomorrow or the next day. Because I already know this is my first child. I know I won't be able to focus on my business for at least about a month or two because this is my first one. And Lord knows I'm going to need all the help I can get. Not knowing, because then I'm having a little boy. So it's like people tell me, all the boys, they did. I'm like, okay, this is my first one. That's what y'all say. But y'all not taking care of me. I will be. So
mm-hmm.
All I can do is just take it one day at a time and see how it goes and pray. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, I appreciate it. I mean, for me, and I'm going to share it from the male point of view, is to me, one of the things, reason why I haven't, well, first of all, if I have a child yet, more so, or, you know, is being the right person that, hey, when I get to that point. But as far as, you know, getting to that point, too, is you know, one of the things that a lot of people find hard is, like myself, I'm still getting on that myself, is being able to still make things happen before you get to that point and don't rush it. Because I like about y'all, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, if I don't hurry up and have a kid now, I'll never have a kid. So it's
right.
Not like that. Don't let that be a mindset. Like, when it's your time, let it be your time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
As far as, like, with that, with y'all, each other and all that, and let people know that, how do you know when is the time? You know, because some people, you know, they might not, like Taryn was saying earlier, some of us feel that, hey, I'm not ready yet. Have an abortion, and you know, as far as that, we're going to touch a nigga. I know that's a touchy topic, so that's wrong for a mom to make that decision as far as having an abortion and still doing what it do.
That is kind of wrong and sad, but I'm not the one to judge nobody. You never know what that person's going through. I wouldn't want to make a decision like that, you know, so I'm not the one to judge nobody when it comes to that.
I agree. I mean, because you can't, though, really. When it comes down to it, you can't really judge anyone.
Right. No judgment either. Judgment shouldn't even be in the vocabulary of some people's voices. Vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a random question. And that's, you know, as far as what is y'all, you know, every pregnant woman has that food, that weird food that they love to eat. What is that food that you y'all love? What is? If you go to New York, go to Michelle first. Michelle, what is that crazy thing like? Because some people want, I'm gonna pick on the white cream. They want just the most random stuff. What is it that you love to eat that's extra weird?
Oh, nothing. I really don't have anything like that. I just eat the normal stuff, but just actually more of it. Like, I love green beans. That was my favorite thing. I always ate that, but just give me an icy. I'm good. Icy and probably a funny milkshake, and I'm good. But I don't have no weird craving at all.
Interesting. All right, Nikki was laughing as soon as I said it, so I thought she got something. So she was like, so what is it, Nikki? Because I know you started laughing, you told yourself.
My weird craving, like, I never was a sweet person. And my dude, he loves sweets. And like, literally, I never was a sweet person. I just eat sweets now. Like, and I'd be like, oh, my God. And it's this Haitian dish called, it's this Haitian dish called legum. And when I say, because he's Haitian, so when I say I was craving it when I didn't even know I was pregnant up until now, it's crazy. And that's like, I could eat this, like, if I could eat it every day, I would eat it every day. That's how bad I'd be craving that dish. And when his mom cook it, it's, like, fantastic. So
he calling me, man. He calling
me. Exactly. But I would say, like, that's, like, the weirdest thing, I would say.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so then you already come to the close. That British woman's in my voice, in my ear, so I usually know what that means. And we're going to go to you, Michelle. Let everybody know how they can check you out and all your stuff you got going on.
Okay, y'all. Get your pen and paper ready because I have a list. I'm going to start with my model. I'm going to start with the model profile first. You can find
me. I got my typewriter ready.
Okay, you can find me, you can like me on Facebook, Lady, L-A-D-I, Michelle, Lady Michelle. You can find me on Twitter, Michelle Styles with a Z. And then also for my Polarobi class, lingerie designs, you can find me on Facebook, Free Twisted Lingerie, and Polarobi forward slash Polarobi. And then you can find me find us on, find Pretty Pussy on Twitter, Pretty Pussy 2, the number 2, and you can, and that's about it for right now.
What's up?
Just type in Pretty Pussy and you will find me. Excuse me,
okay.
I got cold and it's kicking my butt right now.
Definitely. We're going to take it on to Nikki. Nikki, let them know they can find you on.
You guys can check me out on Facebook at, you know, Miss Too Gorgeous. You can check me out on Twitter, Gorgeous Money. You can check me out on Instagram, Nikki the Model, and also my business page, flawlessdynasty.josie.com. And on that, you can check out my Team Dev Live. And I want to get a shout-out to my better half, Jermaine, because without him, I will probably go insane. So I want to give him a shout-out. I want to give my team another shout-out, Live Life ENT, Flawless Dynasty. You're going to hear much, much more about us through this whole year. And, you know, a shout-out to my photographers again, Kevin Miller, Don Lewis, and Davidson. That's about it, all my shout-outs. Oh, I love all my fans on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Oh, Twitter be going crazy sometimes. But love you guys.
Damn. Tara Lamonske, let them know when they can find you at.
Okay, y'all can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon. It's TarynLyymon. Also, it's the same thing on Instagram, Facebook, Taryn Lamon. Model Mayhem, whatever. Y'all already know. Just go to Google. Type in Taryn Lamon.
All right. See, all y'all should remember where you can find me at. All you got to do is type in Ceddy J. Duff at CeddyJDUSK. You pretty much find me anywhere over there. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, Stay Flexing, on pretty much, and of course, you can go to my social network, The Dust Spot. Since you can find it at dustspot.com, DUSKSVOT. So there you go. And I want to let everybody know if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com for us. Also, go to Life at the Dust live on iTunes. You can download it and listen to it for free. Also, you can go to, if you have a TuneIn radio app on your phone or if you don't already download it, you can go in there and you can find Life at the Dust live station and listen to all the episodes of Life at the Dust live right there from your phone. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That being said, I want to let everyone know that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a Jay, or where there's a Terry, or where there's a Michelle, or there's a Nikki, or there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J, Tara Lamonski, my girl, Michelle Styles. Big ups to you. I appreciate you for coming through, Michelle. I was from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Nikki, I appreciate you, too, from Miami.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Miami.
I gotta come here and see. I've been to Michelle Scott's city and Memphis. Wow, Bill Street. I'm sold off of Bill Street. I'm just saying, Bill Street lady alone, ladies. I'm coming back to Memphis. Y'all see me again? Y'all stop there. So I stopped there on the way to Jersey and on the way back in the summer. So that tells you that, hey. Mrs. goes down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Miami, yeah. Miami, I gotta touch down to Miami, too. All right. We rolling on out, y'all. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
We out.
We out.